Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. With ceasefire and hostage release talks faltering, Israel is now urging Palestinians to move out of Rafah. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. and the U.N. have been telling Israel not to carry out a large military assault in that part of Gaza, where more than a million Palestinians have sought refuge from the fighting.
Israel says it's sending text messages and making phone calls to urge Palestinians in eastern Rafah to move to what they're calling humanitarian areas. They say they've set up a field hospital, tents, and have food and water supplies ready. The news came a day after Palestinian militants fired rockets at the Kerem Shalom crossing, which aid groups used to get supplies into Gaza. Three Israeli soldiers were killed in that attack. Meanwhile, the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are still trying to get Hamas and Israel to agree on a ceasefire deal that would free more hostages who have been held since the Hamas-led attack on Israel October 7th. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
China's President Xi Jinping is on a state visit to France. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to press Xi to use his influence with Russian President Vladimir Putin to try to help end the war with Ukraine. Trade between the two countries is also expected to be a major issue. Xi's two-day visit is marking 60 years of diplomatic relations between France and China. More testimony is expected today in New York in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. He's pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The charges stem from efforts to conceal payments made to an adult film actor who claimed she had an affair with Trump years before the 2016 election. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, nine witnesses have taken the stand thus far.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels, former Playboy model Karen McDougal, and former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen are all expected to be witnesses brought up by the prosecution, though it's not known for sure when. Prosecutors need to lay out the case that not only was Trump involved, but that he falsified business records of the payments. Trump, who has pleaded not guilty, could still testify, but only in his defense, so the prosecution won't call him up. Weeks ago, he told reporters that he would testify. That might change since prosecutors won the right to ask Trump about his past trials in New York if he does. Speaking with reporters outside the courtroom last week, Trump said that a gag order would not stop him from testifying, though he hasn't confirmed if he still plans to. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
In Texas, some schools are closed today in the Houston area because of flooding. Days of heavy rains covered many roads and left hundreds of people in need of rescue. Officials issued evacuation orders in some areas. A 5-year-old boy was killed after the vehicle in which he was riding was swept away by rushing water. This is NPR News. In Northern California, people are still digging out from more than 2 feet of snow that fell yesterday in the Sierra Nevada. It was the highest single-day snowfall total of the season. That's according to the University of California's Berkeley Central Sierra Nevada Snow Lab. That storm dumped heavy rains on the San Francisco Bay Area. Some of the most prestigious awards in American journalism will be announced today. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, winners of the Pulitzer Prize will be announced this afternoon at Columbia University.
Columbia University has been in the news itself recently. The campus has been the site of demonstrations in support of Palestinian human rights, with clashes between opposing sides, an occupied building, and major police action. The Pulitzer Board issued a statement recognizing the student journalists covering such protests in the face of what it called great personal and academic risk. The board especially singled out student journalists at Columbia, describing their work as extraordinary in difficult and dangerous circumstances. The Pulitzers usually give out around 23 awards each year, most in journalism, but also in music, drama, history, fiction, and other literary categories. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The horse Mystic Dan is this year's winner of the Kentucky Derby. He edged out Sierra Leone in a photo finish at Churchill Downs over the weekend. Mystic Dan was an 18-to-1 shot entering the race. Wall Street futures are higher this morning following Friday's day of sharp gains. Dow futures are up 62 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.